From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts. Included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And welcome to the Journey to the Rock podcast.
In this week's episode of the Journey to the Rock, myself and Rob, we're both playing Captain's Day. We both enter a four-ball betting pool as a pair. We both have a lesson with the golf guru himself, Ian Bailey. Are we getting closer to completing our journey? We've called this episode Process. Episode 6, Rob.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow.
How you doing?
4 weeks in. Mental.
And it's been a long road, a long way to go, but...
Yeah, it has been a long road. Yeah, 100.
I feel like lots of things have happened in these 12 weeks, for good and bad.
Do you know what? You can remember what episode 2 was, bumps in the road or rocky start or something like that, whatever we called it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. I think
I was looking at some of the scrolls from this morning. I was looking at both your profile and my profile.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And just how I started the season with almost not breaking 100. But first competition of the year, almost didn't break 100.
Yeah. Yeah. And then last week I didn't. But we might get to that. We'll get to that later on. Okay.
Go on, then. What have you been up to these last couple of weeks? What have you been golfing? What's your golf like?
Should we go through my 2 weeks first, shall we?
Yeah, I'm going to put you on a hot seat this week. You can go first.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you the quick overview.
Yeah.
And we'll look into it in a bit more detail. So in the last 14 days, I have got a new ShotScope watch. Shout out to ShotScope.
Yeah.
New ShotScope watch, because the old one was not tracking the shots, so we needed to get a new one. I've had two lessons in 2 weeks. I have been knocked out of the Braun Cup. I have played 2 9 hole rounds at 2 different courses, and I've had an absolute mare on Captain's Day, and then we played in a 4-ball better ball yesterday. So, a mixture of a bit of this and a little bit of that, Rob, in the last 2 weeks.
And I played with you in both the Captain's Day and the Views My Partner yesterday in the Better Ball competition. And it's almost like night and day. Captain's Day wasn't a success for you.
Night and day. I like that.
Whereas...
A ring to it, that has.
The Better Ball yesterday was.
Oh, completely different, mate, wasn't it? Completely different. So, where do we start?
You choose. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start with the bad stuff?
Well, I think maybe I'll start with... So, we recorded the last one on the 2nd. Monday the 3rd, I played 9 holes with Colin. That was fairly steady. Fairly steady. Not much issue there. Few good shots, few bad shots. Again, 6 o'clock in the morning. So I didn't collect the stats because I didn't have the ShotScope watch at the time. So we didn't really keep score, but we played match play. We then played 18 holes in the Braun Cup, which there was a lot of good and a lot of bad. Now, I'm going to say I got smashed. I think I lost 5-4 or something.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what you told me.
I think, yeah, it was something like that. When I play these match plays, there is just no holes halved. It's as simple as that. So it's I win one, they'll win two. I'll win one. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like that's what your game is. Like you hit the ball a lot better than your handicap, but you only do it for 13 holes.
Yeah, fair,
do
fair
you know what
point.
I mean?
Yeah.
And a bit like the better ball yesterday. Well, I know we'll come on to that in a bit,
Yeah.
but and that showed perfectly in the better ball yesterday.
That totally. I mean, from memory from the Braun Cup, again, I haven't got any stats because, again, the shot scope watch wasn't working. But I think I was four down after nine.
Yeah.
And then I got back to two. I won the 10th. I won the 11th back to back.
Yeah.
And then I just... And just let him win, to be fair. And it wasn't him winning. It was me...
You being out of the hole.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, hey-ho. So that was the Braun Cup. That then led us to Captain's Day.
Yeah.
So Captain's Day at Charnwood last week was... Stapleford, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, Stapleford.
Yeah.
All the pins tucked away in the hardest positions. Greens, rapid.
Of course it was nice, wasn't it? Let's be fair.
Yeah.
You know, they're
Greens,
thrown the
Greens
rough
were true and pure, but the rapid. Fastest have been in a long, 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 long time.
I'm going to call it Charnwood Pioneers number two. Was how that set up.
I don't know if I'd quite agree with that.
But that's how I'm saying it.
I mean, the Greens were quick, and they were like, do you know what I mean? And you have to be careful, especially if you leave yourself below the hole or above the hole. But yeah, I see why you're saying it, but let's not go over exaggerate here.
And Rob, that's not just me saying that. There's been a few other people that we spoke to that said, you know.
Well, towards how our
team that we were playing with, he said, I thought Captain's Day was meant to be fun. And then we played with Phil yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said very similar.
So, I mean, but I found it fun because how often do you see Charnwood play like that? I mean, it's a top course and the Greens are well looked after.
It was a challenge. It was what it was. For Captain's
Day. And I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Do you know what I mean?
And do you know what? If you're still playing half decent, you're going to enjoy it, isn't it? It's when you're not that you're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I get that. But I know you. Have you got any stats on Captain's Day?
No, because I didn't finish every hole, did I? So I didn't bother doing it.
But I know you didn't score very well, but you did adapt. Your putting was not your best strength that day.
There was a lot of free puts. I mean, I can just go through it like dead quick. Double, triple, bogey, triple, double, 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 no return. That's the front nine, right?
So your back nine was a lot better though. Your back nine, you got it together.
Hold on, right, we'll get to that. So the front nine was an adjusted score of 55, okay?
Yeah.
Which was about what, 8 and 9 points off top of my head or something like that.
Yeah, it's about right, yeah.
The back nine though started off better.
It was just the first seven holes we're doing, it's just those last two.
Yeah, well, 10 bogey, 11 bogey, 12 was a no return because we didn't find the ball. It was where I went down the fourth fairway, come over the tree.
Yeah,
we lost
I remember that.
That wasn't a bad shot. Like we should.
No, I'm surprised we didn't find that. Just, yeah,
but that's what happens when you play down the other side, isn't it? You're out of position, so it is what it is. 13th par, bogey, birdie.
Yeah,
there was a bird in there. It's been a long time since I've had the old birdie dance. You know.
Yeah, it was a big bird,
and then a bogey. So. You know, other than the 12th day, we were all right. And then we went no return to come in, which gave me an adjusted score of 102.
Yeah.
And 24 points off top of my head.
Yeah. I think especially front nine, you lost a lot of points putting.
There was a lot of free puts. I just couldn't get the pace of the greens, to be fair.
No.
And I think because I wasn't particularly playing brilliant, there was a lack of interest when I got to it, I would say. Which is a valid point because actually I've skipped today. So before Captain's Day on the Friday, I had a lesson, didn't I?
You did have a lesson. I forgot with coach with Ian.
Yeah, we missed that bit. So I did have a lesson with Ian Bailey. Shout out to the golf guru, golfingpartner.com.
Yeah.
Now, this lesson, there wasn't a lot of shots played.
Okay.
Basically, I said to coach, I was like, look, mate, I feel that these lessons, they're very ad hoc. I'll come to you and I'll say, I'm struggling with my driving. So we'll work on a bit of the driver. My irons are crap. So we'll look at the iron play. You know, there's no real plan to it. So I spoke to him about a plan and he goes, right, we're doing a podcast. He knew we were trying to get to the rock, but he didn't know about this, did he? So
no.
I let him in on what we're doing. And I says, right, I want us to think about a plan because realistically, I ain't going to make the rock this year, especially with what's going to happen in July anyway. So, so this year it's more on you maybe getting there.
But yeah.
It's next rock, 2025.
Yeah.
So we were talking about process. And it was quite intriguing what he said. We spent a lot of time talking. And coach's sort of view is you've got 69 shots if you play to par round Charnwood. Yeah?
Yeah.
So for each, let's just say we play to par, for each shot, you have got a shot selection. That's under your control. You select the shot. Okay?
Yeah.
Got 14 clubs, say, if you've got a four bag, unless your name's Gib and you've got 15. Right.
Shout out to Gib.
but yeah, you've got 14 shots. You've got a number of different shots you can play. So it's selecting that shot.
Yeah.
Then visualizing the shot, getting you where you want to play it, your aim, your landing spot. 69 pre-shot routines. And then 69 executions. Now, whether that shot's good or bad, you need to then think about, was it the shot selection? Was it your addressing posture? Or was it just poor execution? Now, if it's poor execution, then that's technical work, isn't it?
Yeah.
The other bits are more of what we've got in control. So I actually went into Captain's Day on the back of a lesson where it was more about getting the process right. So for each one, I did try to select a shot. I was quite, I didn't say it out loud, but I was quite right. This is what I want to play, right? Mm-hmm. Then it was get the point and then address and posture and play the shot. And other than a couple of holes, I didn't do too bad with that, but the execution was pretty poor. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did say to you, I was like, I'm not too bothered about the score today, although I wasn't expecting it to be quite the show that it was. But it was more about setting that process.
Yeah.
So that don't come overnight. That's quite, I think you've got to be, that's got to be a structured approach. You've really got to try that.
These next 3-4 weeks, you're really drawing it in.
100%.
So it becomes natural. Every time you play, you've got to focus on it.
Yeah, 100%. And not even the next 3 or 4 weeks. I think that's going forward. You know, that's got to be pretty, you've got to get that nailed in.
Yeah.
So that was the Friday. Then we played the Captain's Day.
Mm.
And then on the Monday, I was away with work last week.
Yeah, you went to Scotland, didn't you?
I did go up to Scotland. So I was going to play 9 holes early doors with Colin, but the weather was pretty poor. So we sat. Yeah. So I drove up to Scotland and I'm sat in my hotel room. All right. Now I was at a place called Dunbar. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's that where I was working, Rob. Basically, you come off the A1 and there's a roundabout. Yeah. You turn right to go into the cement plant at Dunbar. But if you were to go straight over at Dunbar, roundabout.
Yeah.
The road is called Gulf Coast Road. Okay. Because that area is just golf course, golf course, golf course, golf course. And they're pretty good golf courses as well, some of them. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call it the home of golf. It's not the home of golf, but it's up in that area, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, when you've got a road called Gulf Coast Road, you're not far away from home, are you?
No, so, plenty of practice things.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm sat there after a bad round thinking, right, what are we going to do this week? Because I want to play, but my confidence is really low. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm sat on Google trying to find some driving ranges. Now, although it's Gulf Coast Road, there isn't a lot of driving ranges. Okay?
Right.
Which then I found a Trackman studio. Okay, so shout out to East Lothian Golf Studio. And I text this gentleman, okay, because you can't book it online, you have to arrange it with him.
Yeah.
Going, can I hire the studio for an hour tomorrow? And the reply I got back was, yeah, no problem. Do you want the studio or do you want a lesson? And I was like, oh, that, I wasn't expecting that.
Okay.
Right. So I'm sat there, I'm mulling it over. I'm like, what do I do? Sod it. Let's have a lesson. Right. So I reply going, let's have a lesson. What's the worst it can happen? Might get a few little easy wins, you know, little put a bandage over it, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the Monday night. So I've arranged that for the Tuesday.
Yep.
Go and do work on the Tuesday. I then get to the golf studio and the pro then turns up by the name of Callum Ward. So shout out to Callum Ward and shout out to stgolf.co.uk. Okay.
Right.
And I had a lesson with Callum. Okay. And basically it was, you know, I've not met Callum before, you know, might not see him for a long time. Okay. So it was like, Callum, I've always had a two-way miss and I ain't playing very well. Have a look at me swing and I want to try and just get to one shot shape. Okay. So I've only got half a bag here, Rob, as well. Okay. So I'm hitting seven irons.
Right.
Flush out the middle. Flush, flush, flush. But it's got the dispersion of a two-way miss. Okay. But I did say to Cal, I've always struggled with a fat shot. And, you know, you're looking at the stats on the board and he goes, well, your low point is behind the ball. Just move the ball back. He goes, where do you think the ball is in your stance? I was like, in the center. He was like, no, mate, it's just too far forward, right? Just pull it back a little bit. That's the center of your stance. And it felt like it was off my back foot, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not a big change, isn't it?
But that's feeling real, isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
No, that is in the center. Hit it there, right? And the low point went from being 2 inches before to 2 inches after, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything plumb out the middle of, on that Trackman thing, plumb out the center of the face. I was like, wow, okay. Now, as I'm hitting them, it's just got that, it's just straight with a straight slight draw as well, right?
Yeah.
So he basically, Callum turned around to me and said, Dan, just don't overthink your irons. Just put it a little bit further back than what you feel and just play for the draw. Just aim slightly right at the green and it just trust in that it's going to draw. I'm like, right, okay then, mate. Can we have a look at driver? He goes, before you get to driver, I want you to hit hybrid, right? Now, it was going to be a long iron, but I hadn't took me five iron. So we went with hybrid. Okay. So he goes, right, this just needs to be a little bit further forward. But what I want you to do is just open your stance, okay, and swing down your body line, okay, and just hold the face. Don't do anything with the face. Don't flip it. Don't open it. Just keep it as it is, okay? And that should produce the fade. Yeah.
Faded it perfectly.
It did, right? I was like, yeah. Nice. I can work with that. Right. Let's get to the driver. So it was right. Okay. Club face it where you want it. Open the stance a little bit further and just swing down the body and just trust it's going to fade. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't flip it. Don't do nothing with the face. Just try and maintain that and just swing. Oh my giddy God. All right.
Striking it. Pure.
Pretty good. Yeah. Now, yeah. I did go up to the orange tea, but, you know, that's something maybe for a later date. But anyway, it was okay. It was good. So shout out to Callum. It looked like you gave me what I wanted. So let's fast forward to the next day.
Yeah.
So I've had a lesson, striking it well. We need to give that a go on the course. Now, I don't think I've told you this little bit, right?
Oh, God. I don't know if I want to know this or not.
So anyway, so Callum, this golf studio is kind of, I'm going to say it's subletted, okay? So,
right.
So Callum in ST Golf are actually based at Haddington Golf Club just down the road, okay? So I needed to pay him for the lesson, right?
Right.
So the following day, I had to go to Haddington Golf Club to pay for the lesson.
Yeah.
And then Callum was like, do you want to go out for a few holes? Yeah, I do that. Yeah, I want to go and play nine. And so he's like, right, okay, complimentary. Go out and play nine. Okay, so shout out to Callum. Hopefully I don't get you in trouble for that one, but I can't imagine there's many Haddington Golf Club members listening to this.
So, not yet.
Anyway, not yet. At some point, right? we've not gone over the border into Scotland yet. We're in Australia. We're in Russia. We're in America. We're just not made it into Scotland yet.
We're
not
made it
to the home, right? So, anyway, I go, thanks, Cal. Sound right. Where's the first tee? So he points it over to me, and he goes, right, you can go straight out, Dan. Just play the back nine. First tee, just walk up there. It's on the left. Okay, no problem. So get me off back. And I'm walking across as you go. I turn up to the tee, right? Now, remember, it was okay in the lesson, but I've not played on the golf course since the captain's day. So to say confidence ain't great would be about there, okay? Because it's all right in the studio, isn't it? That's fine.
Right? Easy, no pressure.
Of course it is. If you hit a bad one, you pick another one down. And, right, there's three members stood on first tee, just about to go out, right? So they goes, you're playing on your own, mate? Yeah, I am, mate, yeah. Do you want to play through?
No.
And we'll play up behind you. I've got to say yes, haven't I? Because I don't want to be walking around behind a free ball, right?
Yeah.
So put me tee down. Trying to think of the process here with what coach. I'm going to try and incorporate both lessons into one here, right?
Yeah.
So I goes, anyway, boys, what is there any trouble down there I need to be aware of? Because I've never played this course before. They're like, how far do you hit it? I was like, well, I'm not too bothered about how far I hit it. If as long as I get off the tee, boys, I'll be all right on this one. But is there anything left in right? They were like, just hit it straight down middle, mate. You'll be all right.
That's the same for most golf courses, isn't it? Right. If you see that middle, you're all right.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. Okay, ball in, target. Think of what Callum's just said. So address and posture, club face it where I want it to go, body slightly open, swing down, boom. Nice little fade into middle of fairway. Right. Here we go, right?
You look like a pro.
Oh, you don't even, right. This ain't even started yet. So I walk down. Right next to the 100 yards to the center. Right. Sweet. Okay. Just a nice little gap wedge. Okay. Right. Flag's pretty much just left the center. So center of the green. Okay. Right. Got me thing. Addressing posture. So just stay pretty straight. Just a little bit further back. Trust it's going to draw. Pin eye. Left me 10 foot for birdie. Mr. Birdie put, tapped him for par on the first. I am buzzing, right?
Easy game, easy.
Now, I'll get to my stats for this Addington round, okay, in a minute. But literally, the only thing that caught me out at Addington was on the sixth hole, which is a long par four. Now, Callum, if you're listening, mate, I don't know if you guys are aware, but that hole guy, Rob, it's right next to the site entrance. So as you drive in, right, you have to drive up the road to get to the clubhouse. A little bit like, say, the Warwickshire, just not as long, okay?
Yeah.
Well, Callum, just to make you aware, people do slope in off the entrance and take the dog for a walk and hit some balls without paying and then slope off at the green. So there was a bloke in his little lad. So I had to wait for them for a little bit to disappear off, keeping it so I don't have to tick the box on the thing, right? Yeah. So I had a little bit of a wait on the tee, which then I did overfade it, which then went into a bunker.
Okay.
I haven't played out of a bunker for a long time. it was right up against the lip as well. Flopped it out. Anyway, made a six on that. So overall, that gave me, I went round that front nine at Haddington in 42. Okay.
Okay. So that must be close to about handicap.
Which was, you on my handicap, I actually got, so it was a par 36, the front nine at Haddington. So I was six over. Mm-hmm. Using Golf England, I got 10 shots. So I was actually four shots under handicap.
Must be about 40 points then if you're Stableford.
Which gave me a score differential of 16.
Yeah.
And my Robin Dan 5 for that. So when we only did 9. These weren't actually great, to be fair, Rob. Fairways in reg, I only hit 2 fairways. But I wasn't massively out of position. Okay. Greens in reg, I only hit 1, but it was long, to be fair. It was long. Free puts, I didn't free put. I had 1 double and no penalties. So all in all, steady 9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let me show you my strokes gained.
Go on then.
So off the tee, was actually lost 3 shots to a 5 handicapper off the tee. And that was, I think that was because I didn't hit that many fairways.
Yeah. But
distance was a little bit dodge.
Okay, yeah.
So I think I need to go to the pink tee at some point to Bruce, just bring the strike down towards the center of the club. And then I think it will, but we'll get to that at a later part of the journey. But at the minute, orange tee, slightly open, bang. Put in, I lost 3.86 on that. I was surprised by that. I didn't make any free puts. Didn't really miss anything too short, neither. But shots go, put in, take that with a pinch of salt. Short game, I gained 3.32. Short game,
that's good.
Short game's been okay recently on the shot scope stuff, so that's there or thereabouts. I did get up and down a couple of times.
That helps.
The big change, approach, right? Recently against the 5 handicap, whatever, it's been losing 8 shots, hasn't it? Roughly.
I lose
iron play. Through this 9 holes, Rob, I was plus 1.3 on a 5 handicapper.
Massive, then. Massive, massive, massive.
Massive change. That's a massive.
I'd love to, but you only hit 1 green in reg there, so how does that work?
I think there was no duffs.
Right, so you're somewhere near the green, and then you can hit it up and down. Yeah, 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 I'm with you. Yeah.
So, like I say, there were long par fours, really. I see it as a little bit of our sixth hole at Charnwood. Not quite as long as that, but you're hitting driver, and then I was hitting hybrid, and it was just coming up short of the green. A little flick on, and either 1 or 2 puts, and that's where a little couple of pars come in, or the bogeys. The only time I couldn't do that was when I hit the bunker and I had to flick it out and then advance it down. So
I'm with you.
There was no sideways chip outs of trees or anything like that, mate. Which I think was the big difference there. So shout out to Ian Bailey, good little lesson. We will keep working on the process. But a big shout out to Callum, seeing me such late notice, and is giving me a little bit of confidence and a little bit of something to work on the range alongside the process. And I think together, we could be in a good little position.
I still think you need to think about, you're not really spoke about the better ball pairs competition that we did yesterday. I still think shot selection is massive for you. Because, for example,
come to the 4-ball better ball on the back of yours, because then we join together right at the end of the 2 weeks, don't we?
Go on then. We'll talk about that later on. But just while on process and things,
go on.
There's a couple of times on the second where you've gone to it a seven. I've told you it's downwind, downhill. You need to hit an eight, and you're 6 foot pin eye left. If you hit a seven, you would have been massively wrong. And then like on 12 up the hill, you should never hit an eight there. Never.
But.
And you've gone long and left yourself that awful putt. And well, you're not over the awful putt. You're in the rubbish over the back of the green.
But I was just going off the distances that I did on down the...
I'll tell you something. The way you strike the ball, I don't care what you say. You don't hit your 8-iron 113 yards carry. I do not believe it. Well, I'm not...
Maybe since last week's lesson is maybe I need to get back somewhere and redo the carry distances, because if I'm hitting the ball first now or less so the ground first, it's going to change the impact, isn't it?
Even before that, I still don't believe. Bear in mind, we hit the driver about the same length, and usually I'm a club longer in irons due to contact. My 8-iron goes 145, 146 carry. So that's 30 yards longer than what you're saying. There's not a chance. Not a chance.
I will add to my 2-week plan to try and find somewhere to redo the distances.
Because you hit some, like, sorry, we'll come on to better ball in a bit and we'll talk about them. But you hit some good shots, but just the wrong clubs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, fair point. Fair point. So that's been my 2 weeks. Been an expensive 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right, with a new watch in 2 lessons. but I think it's been well worth it. Now, that score diff of 16 is actually, it did trim off a little bit of fat, and it's down to 17.6. So it did just trim off a little bit.
But yeah, a little bit is better than nothing.
Yeah, 100%. So if I can maintain that, I think there's a couple of decent scores in there. It's just doing it for 18 holes now, which maybe we'll get to later.
Perfect.
So, time for a quick break.
Let's have a quick break, and then we'll come back to it.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Okay. We'll see you shortly. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Part two.
All about me.
All about you.
My turn. My golf. I think lots of self-improvement these last 2 weeks, actually.
Okay.
A little bit trimmed off the handicap, which we'll come on to towards the end as well.
Nice.
Which is always a good thing. But I played two social rounds, just sort of 9 holes, working on a bit of shot shaping, a bit of course management. Just getting used to the course. I also played a foursomes match that week as well in the knockout.
Nice.
We got smashed in it. I think we lost 6-5.
Right.
Not to blame my partner at all, but
shout out to Matt.
Not to blame my partner, but I think he would agree. Obviously, alternate shot. I was leaving him in the fairway and he was topping it into a thick rough in front of about 20 yards in front of the tee.
Okay, maybe our first special guest should be Mr. Matthew Grandad Whitseed for him to maybe defend himself for that.
I mean, I think he would agree. I think he would agree. Okay. Now, there's a few instances where I've left him in a bit of trouble. For example, the fifth at Charnwood, the flag was at the back and I zapped it. And the pin was 190, obviously uphill.
Okay.
I know it's quite dry. And I thought, well, it's going to be 200 to the runoff at the back, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, a 180 for me is, a 5-iron is only 180 carry. I know it's quite dry. It's a little bit of wind behind, not massive. And I thought, oh, I'll hit this 5-iron because it's a 180 sort of carry club-ish. So I land it just before and it'll... And that's a well hit 5-iron as well. Do you know what I mean? Maximum. Yeah. So I thought, well, I can't. That's the club. I can't see a 6 game there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I've nutted this 5-iron, haven't I?
Okay.
Absolutely creamed it. It's pitched at the front. It's took a trampoline bounce. I don't know how. And it's run off the back of the green. So he's over the back of the green. So he's got an uphill chip coming down the greens at those speeds at the minute. Now we've ramped him up.
Yeah.
To be fair, he did thin the chip, but it was quite a hard chip, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I did some situations. But so for me, I was like, in my head, I was like, I've hit that five iron like 210 yards uphill. I was like, that's just, you can't allow for that, can you? Do you know what I mean? But I actually played fairly well. So I was doing the captain's day pretty confident.
Yeah.
31 points with three blobs. So over 15 holes, actually won on the handicap. Played some very good golf, had two birdies in there. Went for a stretch where I was 200 through three holes, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, so it was pretty good, especially how I sort of gathered the round back because I started bogey blob. The three blobs were kind of annoying. It was kind of more course management than real bad shots.
I think so. So the second...
Second, I'm in the trees right, and I should have just took a punishment like I did.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I was like, well, how am I going to make a four from here, was my thinking. Am I going to make a four from 230 yards away? Or if I try and punch this sort of low five iron through, it's quite a big gap.
Yeah.
What am I going to, like, where, like, and I'll be 100 yards away, which one more likely to make a four from, was my thinking. And I'm usually pretty good at those punch shots. Anyway, then I've hit a tree and it's gone further right. And then it's, do you know what I mean? I've just ended up, when really the probably shot is just coming out of the east shot, coming out of sideways, which proved on the second time round. I've hit the fairway and I've got two in my hand from 230. And I've put it pin high 6 foot and rolled it in for the birdie. So really, it was almost like a realisation actually.
Just come down back to that corner somewhere in.
And if I chip out, the worst I'm going to make is probably, even if I miss the green, I chip on our two putt, it's a six.
Yeah.
Whereas, so it's still a point.
And it's not, think about that, even if it was stroke play.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough little hole. You know, five, you're probably not losing much ground on the field anyway. You know?
No.
But hacking it into the trees and seven, eight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Long road
and it links nicely onto, and it's probably another hole of that on as well. I did it on 17 as well, where I should have took the drop and I was trying to play a hero shot and blah, 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 blah. But I suppose it had a lesson with Ian Bailey, actually the Friday before our better ball. And sort of similar. So I went to him and said, I don't really know what to work on. My shot strokes the last 5 rounds compared to a five handicap are all roughly.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly just getting it around 18 holes, scoring a little bit better, and a bit more sort of course management. And I explained to him about the 31 with three blobs and told him about the three blobs.
You didn't tell him about the playable drop though, did you, that you should have took?
Yeah, I didn't tell him about that because that was pretty stupid.
You was.
I told him about two out of three blobs. But all three of them were course management issues, and we spoke about it, and he kind of, I didn't really think about the second time around on the second hole where I hit that two iron, an almost realization that actually, when you've got a medal or when you've got a card in your hand, actually, it might be the easiest shot to come out sideways, but you're not going to make a huge score from it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Even though the chances of making it,
you're out,
yeah.
You know, and they say it, don't they? I mean, we'll get on to quote of the week, but this ain't it. But what do they say? That don't do a stupid shot on the back of a bad shot. Something like that, isn't it? You know,
you've
got a bad shot, take your medicine, get it in play, and go from there, isn't it?
So, feel like this putter swap we've done is massive as well. It's absolutely massive. I'm loving the strike camera at the minute.
Hey, I'm still loving yours. Now, I did want to smash it on Captain's Day, but that wasn't down to the putter. I just couldn't.
Well, yeah. I feel like I'm holding a lot more Something about or something else we spoke about in my lesson is visualization. Now,
nice.
I'm pretty good at this, I think, from my archery background, because archery is a lot of visualization, if you know what I mean. So I feel like I'm pretty good at this anyway. But I spoke about, you remember on 8 when I was above the hole and I had that sort of 20-foot downhill putt that literally I didn't know if it was going to start. I said to him about what I did. I said, I saw it was a little bit left to right and I've pictured a hole about 10, 15 foot short of the hole and I tried to put it to that spot, speed, where I was aiming, I was trying to put it to that spot. And I stopped it. It was a tapping part. It was like a couple of inches right, wasn't it? Almost went in. When all my playing partners, you and Tim, didn't know if I was going to be able to stop it. Mm. And he went, okay, so why didn't you do it on every putt? Why don't you do it on every shot? And I said, well, when you're in a tough shot, and I remember that shot I played on 12 when I've gone through that gap in the trees because it was easier than chipping out. I said, in that shot, I did it as well. I said, when it's a hard shot, I do it. But he said, so if you got a 170 into a standard flag, for example, or 150, you've got a 7-iron around toilet, why don't you do it then? I said, I don't know. It's a good point. Why don't you do it then? Because actually, the more you visualise, the smaller your target. It's what they're saying to it. Mm-hmm.
Aim small, miss, kind of, isn't it? Or something along them lines?
Yeah, it kind of just opened my mind a little bit, whereas actually, I was like, he's got a good point, actually.
Yeah.
Actually got a good point. So, yeah, during the four ball, better ball yesterday, I was trying to do that a little bit more. Now, I still made a few errors. For example, on 10, trying to hit the driver on 10, it should never be a driver now, should it?
No, I don't think so. You seem to be hitting that a little bit better now.
Yeah, I spoke to you yesterday. I looked at one of the shot scopes on 11.
Mm-hmm.
I hit it 297. Yeah. And on 6, mm-hmm. I got it out. Bear in mind, 6 was into wind as well. It was 275.
Right. Then first does not drive up unless it's into 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, I feel what my target is for these next 2 weeks. Stick around a bit. Obviously, I worked a little bit on Freewood with Ian on Friday as well because it's not a confident club in a minute.
Yeah,
is I feel like it could be Freewood because especially like yesterday,
mm-hmm.
when it's cold, when it's wet, 2-iron's still a safe club. I did miss the fairway on the first time round.
Long shot in though, isn't it?
Just not quite on it because I slightly mistook it. It's cold, it's wet. It didn't run anywhere because it's not firm. Because it's wet and not firm yet. I had off a dodgy lie as well because a massive bit of ground before the ball.
Yeah.
I had like 200 in for the second shot of the day. So I feel like my next target for these next 2 weeks is just get that Freewood out. So when it is cold and wet like that, that Freewood will just go 20 yards further.
But even in the summer, I think the Freewood is going to end up being
too long.
Potentially. Yeah, potentially.
I think, and that's why I've got the 2-iron, because like, a few weeks ago when it did firm up, that 2-iron was perfect.
Yeah.
But for those to like think about it now, yesterday when it's cold and wet, that it's not getting much help off the ground, and that's what the 2, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I don't think you would have hit driver on 10 yesterday if it was an individual game.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to push it because I thought we had 22 points off the front nine. So obviously I knew I had points around. And you didn't want to play. You was in the fairway.
Yeah. That's part of that game.
I didn't get a shot. I was trying to be aggressive and leave a wedge in my hand because I knew where the flag was.
Yeah.
Maybe not if it was individual. But other than that, yeah, played pretty well. Coming in yesterday, I was 2 birdies in the final 4 holes. But nice. birdie, par, bogey, birdie to finish. So 1 under through the final 4. Do you know what I mean?
Better, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It is good. So I also, in between Captain's Day and the Better Ball, I also actually submitted another story as well. Me and Matt did the Tuesday night comp.
Yeah.
And it kind of hit me. This is kind of level. So I didn't do anything bad, but equally there wasn't like anything outstanding. And I shot 39. But it actually didn't bring my handicap down. The actual Captain's Day score brought my handicap down by a little bit.
Okay.
So Dave, so 39, so five over, which
yeah.
was how many shots I got. So I scored 18 points. It actually didn't do anything to my handicap because the score difference, how it works. And it wasn't nothing special. Bogey, bogey, par, par, bogey, bogey, par, bogey, par. So it was just kind of a bit of bogey golf, really, with a few pars chucked in there. But yeah, so did
that.
Just
saying that it's just average knocking it around.
Yeah. But actually, like, it shows just, about,
isn't it? You know,
shows just that, like, the way I've improved it. I was just looking at the draft now, that you think I've got to be hitting 37s, 38s to bring it down. So which is good.
Yeah.
So I'm actually down to now 6.7. So, yeah.
7 to go.
1.7 off. 1.7 off.
Hey. You're telling me
there's a chance. There's a chance. And as you can probably hear, the rain has just started.
It's been horrendous, hasn't it?
Typical English weather.
Yeah.
Typical English weather.
Okay. Good. So, steady 2 weeks for both of us, really, then. You know?
Steady 2 weeks. We
both had a visit to coach. Shout out to golfandpartner.com. Both sort of did the same conversation with him, in theory, which probably means that going forward, we need to make sure that we're sticking to that process.
Yeah, I think yours, you need to do numbers again. And I think it's me just being more regimented and sticking and not trying to play the hero show. I think sometimes I feel like you need to.
Mm-hmm.
But like Ian was saying, especially if it's earlier in the round, don't put a big number on the card. If you're chasing a score and you're later on in the round and you're close, then you got to play it. Or I think there's certain situations where the actual hero shots may be easier in chipping out or coming out sideways. Yeah. Like on 12, for example, where I'm deep in the woods, I've got a 20-yard gap between trees and probably 30, 40 foot up in the air, so I've got a massive gap. That's easier to go through than it was going to go sideways. And I'm not hitting it to nothing like a waist-to-waist seven. So it's just a chippy seven to get it towards a green.
And if it doesn't work, is then working out, well, was that the execution of the shot? Did I miss it up? Or was it just the wrong shot?
And I think in that situation, anyone who knows Charwood, there is literally no gaps from outside woods.
Hmm.
No, it was like, do you know what I mean? Those gaps between trees were often smaller than a massive gap I had.
Mm-hmm. Because I think if you can keep track of that, then if a lot of the bad shots are down to shot selection, then you know that's what you need to work on a little bit more. Or if it's just the execution of it, then that's right. Okay, well, that was a punch shot. Let's go and drill in some more punch shots or whatever it is, you know. So, and that's for both of us, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
Looking at, right, that's where I wanted it to go. It didn't go there. Why?
Yeah.
It's not throwing the clubs and doing the Scott. It's just taking a step back and understanding why, isn't it? You know?
So, these next 2 weeks for me, I'm going to work on a few more. So I haven't actually done many competitions over these next 2 weeks. So kind of to Gents Invitational next week, and I haven't really got a partner. So I might enter, I might not. I might try and find someone.
Okay.
To obviously sort of from a different club. And a week in NASA is no comp. So I'm going to do a few social rounds, get a free club, free woodwork in.
Yeah.
Got a text this morning to say I've made the under 35s team as well, which is pretty exciting.
Nice.
The first time. So doing that on Friday. So it's foursome. So hopefully I'll keep my own. I'm not the partner who lets the other person down this time, and I'll not be a Matt.
That's who you get paired with.
Yeah, still get paired. It's a good place, to be fair. Sam
Orton. Nice around Sam, wasn't it?
Yeah, Joe Turner was in there. He was messaging me last night. He played very well yesterday. He said he had four birdies yesterday.
Nice. Okay.
So, good player. Dan Edwards of the week. I've also got my Netrander scratch match this week.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be tough. Tough. So I think he's actually off plus one.
Oh, wow.
So he's either scratch or plus one.
Well, that'd be interesting to see how he plays around as well, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's what I think. Yeah. Even if I don't win, or I'm not expecting to win, but see how he plays, what shots he plays.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, because, well, like when we were talking to the captain yesterday about Sam when he made that eagle on the charity game.
Three iron.
And he hit nothing other than a 3-iron, 4-iron off every tee.
And he did that when we played with him.
Yeah, if he had a long, and that's what I said earlier, just believing that you might have 200 in, but you can hit that shot. Doesn't matter how far you are, you can hit that shot. Yeah, it's definitely possible.
No, totally.
Rather than in my head, I was like, if I've got 200 yards in, it's automatically bogey.
And I get that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, in my head, back to what I was saying a few weeks ago with those long irons, it's that 200-yard club is that normally I'd be trying to smash something and then I'd top it, do whatever.
Mm.
You know, or I'd then end up going pitching wedge, right? It's getting a bit more confidence with them with that longer shot, isn't it?
But then equally, it's about playing at the right time. For example, yesterday on that par 5, on 15, for example, your second shot should never be that hybrid off that angle. And you topped it, to be fair.
I did top it.
But it just needed to be
I played up to my number.
Pardon?
Played up to my number.
Yeah, but when you left the next number, you didn't. You topped it and left the next one short because you had a hybrid in your hand again. No, I had 5-wood in your hand.
5-wood, that one.
But in the end, like you mean, you've topped it and hit 5-wood, you talked short. But really, off that angle, because you've so far over to the right, especially with that slightly two-way miss, it just needed to be a 7-iron.
And it could have been 2 7-irons in it.
You put your 7-iron off that angle, you had similar to me, you had about 250 left of the flag. So your 7-iron goes 140, 130 minimum off your yardage book, which you definitely your 7-iron about 140, 150. You've got 100 in, so you've got a wedge iron.
Wedge, isn't it? It's, yeah.
You've gone drive a 7-iron and you got a wedge into a par 5.
Mm. Yeah, I got greedy.
You did get greedy. but then, like, for example, you got a shot there. That was one of those holes where it was an easier par 5, just go 7-iron wedge, with your shot, and make your par, we get 3 points.
You're up and down and what have you. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So I think, you're going back to your 2 weeks then.
Yep.
So some social golf. You've got under 35 scratch match. Okay.
That's, yeah, pretty busy really. You've
got a bit going on. Probably nothing.
Nothing handicap wise. No, unless I put a story on Tuesday night.
Okay.
Don't think I'll do anything handicap wise. For a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But yeah, trying. But can't also
on this process in shot selection, then.
Yeah, definitely. I think.
Okay.
I can't. Obviously, as a teacher, I finish in a few weeks as well, so that's when the real hard work will start. I think if I'm going to make any
big massive push,
I think big last massive it. Push. Yeah, especially do you remember if you look at my handicap from last year, it was coming out slowly. Anyway, I got 6 week holidays, and I finished off the year with 77. I had 3 77s in a row, didn't I?
Yeah, because you can be playing pretty much.
I'm going to try and, in the 6 week holiday, I want to get a little bit fitter anyway. So start my running again, things like that. So my plan is first thing in the morning, wake up, go run, breakfast, go up to the golf, because obviously Charmer's only 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Go up to golf club probably in a week, probably three or four times a week.
Okay.
And just have half an hour in the net or half an hour putting or half an hour, do you know what I mean? Rotate it every day.
Yeah.
As well as probably 2 or 3 rounds a week that I'm doing at the minute.
You'll have like a Tiger Woods schedule, won't you, mate? This is good. Yeah. I reckon you can do it. I reckon you can almost do it this year.
I think I'm going to be very close, especially the way I'm putting in a minute.
Yeah. Putting a little bit to work on with your shot. Oh, mate, Yeah, I think we
if
can. I think you can do
I think I'm. I reckon I'm about. I need three. I reckon three good rounds.
Back to back.
Yeah, three low rounds. Almost like that. What score did I put in the other week that had a score differential of 4? Almost at 75.
Yeah.
I think I need 3 more 75s or lower.
Good work.
Oh, this is good. Close.
This is good.
Be close.
This could be. This could. This you could do it, mate. You could do it.
And then once I've made the rock, I think I can time to retire.
Well, maybe that's when we join into the YouTube world and try and do qualify for the Open, because that's what literally every man and the dog are doing this year.
We could do, or obviously you need to be below 5 to enter some like pro competitions and stuff like that. So if we do somewhere, you come caddy and we enter like some pro. Now we're never going to win these pro competitions. Do you know what I mean? But you can play the top courses at a lot cheaper rate.
Yeah, you've got to push yourself, haven't you? I like it. Well, my 2 weeks, I've got a lot going on with work. And then, so I haven't got a lot of handicap scoring golf going on before I fly off to Oz. So this week, I'm up at Bishop Auckland all week. So I'll be taking a set of golf clubs, trying to find a driving range, working on process and setup, and doing a little bit of tinkering with this orange and pink tea, trying to get that pink tea right. So a bit of face spray, make sure we're not getting it too low on the face with the pink and what have you. The following week, I've got 2 nights in London. So again, I'll have to just try and work out whether I can get a 9-hole or whether it's just going to have to be a couple of range sessions. I might have to play that one by ear.
Yeah.
And then we're going over to Oz. So not the next podcast, but we've got one podcast before I go to Oz.
Yeah.
And then the following one will be from down under.
I feel like we should do one round where maybe 9 holes where I come caddy for you.
Well, there we go. What we'll do is I'll do my numbers. I will find somewhere to do my numbers again. Now that we've pulled the ball back and seem to be getting a better strike, I will redo them.
Because I feel I should probably take one, maybe 2 shots off your score, I reckon.
Again, that's a challenge. I like that.
I reckon I can. Rob,
I'm not sure whether we can get it done before I go to Oz. We'll see.
But yeah, I reckon I should take 1-2 strokes off your score. And that's only 9 holes as well by caddying.
It's a challenge. I like that. I'm up for that. I'm well up for that. So, okay. Well, we always finish with a quote, don't we?
What you got for me today? Hit me up. Is it going to motivate me to get to 5?
Maybe. It's probably more if you don't get to 5 this year, to be fair. And I'll tell you this from the Captain's Day last week. And you've had a couple of where you've had this as well, where you want to give up in throw a Scott, right?
Yeah.
So it's actually from Usain Bolt.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, Usain Bolt, he's got a quote, and it says, "I trained 4 years to run 9 seconds, and people give up when they don't see results in 2 months."
That's very true.
Okay. We're over 2 months into the journey. We've been up, we've been down. But whether we make it this year or not, let's stick with the process, you know? It's shot selection, addressing posture, stat tracking, where did we go wrong, and just keep grinding, and we'll do it.
Definitely. We will
do it. So,
on
that note, ciao for now.
See you all later.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Help us grow by subscribing to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram and also our YouTube channel. Shout out to upbeat.io for sourcing the music. Shout out to the golf wizard himself, Ian Bailey, over at golfingpartner.com. And until next time, listeners, keep grinding.